Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener warning. The Elmwood Strain is an immersive binaural audio experience that includes adult themes and scenes depicting drug use, adult language, and violence.
The Violet Hour presents
The Elmwood Strain.
We have arrived. You decent yet?
House good. Just let me... Decent. But if you want me to stay that way, there better be an umbrella in here.
What? And reject this guy's baptism?
I'm in a white shirt. You know what? Never mind. Just let me get my shoes on.
Here. You can hold my hoodie over your head.
Oh, gross. When was the last time you even washed it?
I want to say springtime. The snow is definitely melted.
I genuinely don't know if you're kidding. I'm just gonna run for it. I'm only gonna bring my purse. My suitcase is gonna be safe in your car, right?
Yeah, of course.
But you're bringing your dispensary.
Oh, my bag? Yeah, I'm just naked without it. Come on, I'll race you to the front porch.
Luke. Just that we're not staying long, remember?
Episode 4, Triple Fudge Slumber Party Style.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
God, you're fast.
Head on in. It's always open.
Jed? Chris?
Just like the old days, remember?
Right. Oh, shit! Fuck, this place is destroyed!
Yeah, well, if you're Jed, you don't want to keep a bunch of greasy tools in the garage where your shiny new truck sleeps.
So his folks are cool with just keeping them in the living room?
They, haven't complained. Just follow the noise.
I remember where the basement is. God, his kitchen is disgusting.
Look who came to hang.
It's like a time capsule down here. I didn't think beanbag chairs could live so long. I can't stay long.
Ooh, I call the last bag. Sorry, Pagey. Looks like you're stuck with the fart factory.
I can't believe this thing hasn't popped or disintegrated by now. Oh, excuse me.
Paige, drink?
Yeah. Man. Last time I had a beer down here, we had to sneak them off your dad.
So listen, I know I've been kind of a mega bitch all day.
Yeah, kind of.
Probably didn't help that we lied about Lucas biting it in the same school where a bunch of people we used to know actually bit it.
You told me foxes ate his body.
Truth be told, that's exactly how I want to go, you know? recycled into fox fuel, man.
He called the rain a sky baptism a minute ago.
How dare you?
It's just, like, really fucking weird. All of us together. I thought I knew how it would feel, but...
Yeah.
Jed. Christ. Bong, please. So what do you say? Peace pipe?
Well, I'll tell you what I say. You should definitely not say peace pipe anymore.
No, I'm good. I haven't smoked since...
You sure I can't tempt you into something magically delicious?
Thanks, I'll just stick with booze.
Okay, suit yourself.
Sugar high, at least?
Yeah, actually, I'm starving. Oh my god.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Can I?
Go for it.
Paige, do you know what a fairy ring is?
Ugh. Here we go again.
A what?
It refers to the way certain types of mushroom grow in circles. These are places of great power. Some people even think that Stonehenge is a giant fairy ring.
Only extra crunchy granola bars like you think that, Lucas.
Yeah, okay, sassy pants. Listen, those jeans that you're wearing right now, were they like that when you bought them?
Like what? These are brand new.
Yeah, but they're quote-unquote distressed. Did you ever wonder how they do that, man?
No.
Yeah, well, they take your precious jeans and they put them in a vat with fungus that eats away at the cotton fibers.
Cool.
Don't patronize me.
I wasn't. Okay, can I ask a question now? Have you really been to jail?
Are you kidding? That first year or two you were gone, Lucas got arrested more times than I got pregnant. And I got pregnant 3 times. I'm just fucking with you.
It's just, earlier today, it kind of seemed like you were trying to get arrested, Lucas.
Story time.
It's nothing. I literally just made Officer Randy work a little bit harder for his delivery today.
You broke his hand.
Yeah, well, he was being rude.
Again?
It was a different hand this time, I think.
Shit. Can I bathroom down here?
Yeah, sure. Same basement, same shitter.
Why you miss Mother Purse? What's up?
Nothing.
Hey guys, do you remember that time for freshman turnabout when we had... Is that my phone?
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I'm putting our cell numbers in. You're lucky my hag bag mom still has a landline.
Lucky you were home to answer when I called.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, your mom, is she?
There's hardly any contacts in here.
Yeah, I've been kind of keeping to myself.
Oh, he used to be so popular. Who was it you were gonna go to prom with again?
Eric fucking Murphy.
Oh my god.
Now, Jed, don't be jealous. You blossomed into a strapping young man. And Eric fucking Murphy is Eric fucking fertilizer now. I wonder if Dress Depot refunded all those tux rentals out of respect for the bereaved.
Can we talk about something else, please? I'm not feeling very well.
Ugh, I hate you. How cute is this bedazzled lipstick, though?
Don't.
So you have makeup. You just don't wear it.
Just give it back to me, okay?
What? Why? We used to share makeup all the time. You don't think this shade would look good on me?
No, that's not what... I don't even remember when I bought it. It's probably expired.
Whatever. I'm rocking the natural look these days. Here's your stuff back.
Thanks. You seriously look really great, Chris.
Yeah, but what about me? Do I look great?
You look like you crawled out of a hobo's ass crack.
Well, easy.
Okay, well, it's mostly your clothes. Otherwise, yeah, you look pretty great for being a dead guy.
It's all this clean country living.
Clean is not the best word I'd use to describe your bloodstream right now.
Why not? I mean, everything that I am on is natural. The shrooms, especially. You know, the average person inhales up to 10 fungi spores with every breath.
The average person doesn't want to hear about all the gross shit they're breathing.
Nature alone is antique, and its oldest art, a mushroom.
Yeah, and Confucius say a man who has dick in peanut butter is fucking nuts.
This shit is important, okay? I am trying to explain a miracle to you. It's not about getting fucked up. It's about opening a portal to a higher plane of consciousness, to another dimension. Mushrooms can grow on any surface. Any surface. Wood, rocks, sand, they don't care. Their cell wall shares a compound with squid beaks. It makes it strong enough to push through solid ground, even concrete. Can't you see it? A soft skull pushing up through the soil, spreading its delicate ribs, huddled with its brothers like bald monks in silent prayer to the oldest god of all.
Is that why you guys ripped up the carpet at the bottom of the stairs? For your next crop?
That's not what we're talking about right now.
Not talking about what? Okay, you guys are freaking me out.
Tell her. Fine, I'll tell her.
Look, it's not something you just say. Especially... Look, we're trying to have a party, and out of respect for our host, I think...
Jed's mom surprised an intruder who pushed her down the stairs. That's where she landed and, you know, leaked.
Fuck. If I'd know... Jed, I would have never... I am so sorry. Fuck, that's crazy.
C'est la vie, right? Daddy's worm food too, huh, Jed?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my god.
Tried to be a hero. Should have just let the guy go.
Did you see? I mean, were you here when it happened?
Oh, great question. Where on earth were you, Jed?
With you, remember?
Oh yeah. And where was I?
With me, dumb bitch.
Bitch, for sure. But who are you calling dumb, Gearhead Jed?
Shut the fuck up.
Or what? What are you gonna do to me, Gearhead Jed? Drop dead, Jed.
Whoa, that was uncomfortable. Here, man. Freshies for Jed and Paige. One for Crystal. And one for me. Fuck all this static. We have got a toast. You guys. Here's to us. To our reunion. It's been a long time coming.
Fuck yeah. To us. We weren't the most popular kids in school. But then look what happened to them.
Was it always this many colors?
Damn, Chris.
How much do you use?
I wasn't sure what baking would do to the potency.
It doesn't help that her stomach's empty. She hardly touched her burger at lunch.
And she really destroyed those cookies.
You guys toast me? You fucking assholes.
Hey, Paige. We need you to see something.
And this is either the very best or the absolute worst way to see it.
See what?
Hey, what you see
will depend on what you look for.
What the fuck does that even mean? Oh, fuck, you guys, I'm seriously starting to freak out.
Don't
means control your focus. Don't fight the car. Steer it. Like... Right now, just breathe. Breathe. That's it. Focus on something here, in the room. One thing. And just keep breathing.
Jed?
Okay. Good.
Stain on your shirt. Is that oil?
Maybe. Don't know. Probably.
It's so... sharp. Like, I feel like I can smell it.
It's the shrooms, PG. Your mind is wide open. Your perception will never be high.
Neither will the rest of her.
You joked before about me speaking universe. Well, now you can speak it too. Listen. Do you hear? The rain is stopping. The universe is saying we should get on the quads. Wait until you smell the clouds, Paige. Wait until you hear the green. Come on. I got you. Do you trust me? I promise. This is gonna be so good for you.
Chicken rabbit wing.
Yes. Girls versus boys. I'm driving.
Not gonna happen, Lucas. End of movie.
Need a hand?
No.
Don't be pissy about the cookie thing. We only wanted to loosen you up a little. What we're gonna show you, it's worth the trip. And I don't just mean the airplane ride.
Where are we going?
I know you know, but
if you want me to say it out loud.
No, please. Please don't.
We're not going to the mall. Leave your purse here.
Make it without it.
Whatever. As long as you can hang on.
Crystal?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Shit. Jed.
Jed. Your beer can is
angry.
Yeah, we were inside. Now we're outside. That's how doors work.
But I thought...
Somebody's tripping balls.
What?
Crystal, keys in the ignition?
Yep.
Hey, you good?
Where was Jed when Mr. and Mrs. Dooley got hurt?
Huh? With Crystal.
No, but where? Where were they?
Somewhere else. Together. I don't know. Look, Jed doesn't like to talk about it much. Come on.
Let's go.
Last one, there's a cobweb, Mom.
Come on. Let's go, dummy.
Hey, the trees. Why do they look?
Dead? Because they are. Every last one of them. All aboard.
The poison ivy's still living its best life, though. Good thing you ditched the dress. Ready?
Yeah. Do you want me to put my arms around?
Hold on tight. Or don't.
Right? I mean, don't be bothered by the graffiti and the warped plywood. Or the vibrations. I mean, abandoned places kind of exist on their own. special frequency, but it's still our Elmwood High, Paige. Violently transformed. Consecrated.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Come on.
Did you hear that?
Maybe.
Listen, I don't know if I can do this. I feel sick.
This is what you came for, isn't it? To pay your respects to the dead?
Yes.
You said you were ready.
I am, but does it have to be here? Can't we just do it at the cemetery?
But they don't hang out in the cemetery.
From Violet Hour Media, The Elmwood Strain. Produced, directed, and edited by Anthony Laddish. Written by Rachel Woolley. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drumeller. Music by Chase Horseman. Executive produced by Cassie Josepho. Starring Sarah McGuire as Paige, Tim Robinson as Lucas, Alice Pollock as Crystal, and Matt Rapport as Jed. With Monique Thomas as Jed's mother and 10-year-old boy Hunter, and Connor McGiffin as Jed's father. Script supervised and assistant edited by Chad Crenshaw.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.